Okay. Well, what about, did you have a place where so you had to get an operation or something with the doctor? Did you have a
place? We didn't have any hospitals in our little town. Now, of course, ether was discovered in Georgia and all like that. But we didn't, back when I was a child, we had no hospitals in our little town. If it was serious, we had to be carried to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. And you couldn't come by train, though?
Well, not first. We didn't have one. We had one time I came along.
Uh-huh.
We had trains. Now, I'm talking about McDonough, not Fayetteville. Of course, they got a train, too, over there later. But
where did they stop in town?
Oh, over at the depot, and it was about a half a mile from the center of town, over there. And it was a great name. In our little town, Fayetteville, it wasn't about a quarter mile from there, and we all went to meet the trains. That was a stylish thing for young folks to do, go to meet the trains. I don't know what for, but we went.
And you call that depot?
Uh-huh, at the depot.
Did you ever have maybe a bus station or something like
we
that?
We had, now in Fayetteville we didn't because it was near.
Uh-huh.
But in McDonough we had a bus. Hack we called it.
Where did they stop?
Hack. Well, they went and met the trains. And they brought in bus where they wanted to go. Every Friday or Saturday night from his courts over the circuit, they brought my daddy home.
Uh-huh.
And foot of our hill was a bridge. We could hear the hack when it came over the bridge.
But you didn't have a station especially for?
Yeah, we had a depot or station.
For buses?
Yeah, and all not for buses.
That's
no,
what I mean.
No, they were just private hacks that somebody was had ingenuity enough to have a way to transport, and they had good business because it's a half a mile, good half a mile from the depot up to town. And there's nearly a mile from the depot to our house. And there's plenty more in the same fix, you see.
But did you ever have those buses that go down the street on
we didn't have
rails?
No, we had nothing like that till I was about, never in our little town.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't know anything about it till I got older. But we had that hack, we called it. And then we had a dray that we was going to take a trunk with us anywhere. We'd order the dray to come get our baggage and take to the depot.
And what was that? What was a wagon?
A dray is just a wagon. We called it a dray.
Uh-huh.
Order the dray to come get your baggage. We girls went to house parties in the summer, you know, and if we just spent a week, we had to take a trunk because we had those big leathern hats that had to be in there,
uh-huh.
Those big petticoats with all the ruffles and dresses. We had to take a trunk.
Okay.
So the drayman would have to come and get our trunks and take to the depot.
Uh-huh.
And
well, did you have any police in the town?
I think we've always had to have some officer.
What was their job?
I expect to collect some fees too way back there, no doubt, from those boys when they got 21, don't you expect? I expect they had to have somebody to follow up and have some records of those. The old courthouse records in many towns got burned. That later, you see, before we had any ways to put out much fire, heap of courthouses got burned and records were burned. Ours never burned in either town that I've lived in, but they did, a heap of them caught fire and burned up and the records were lost. You go chasing records, you come across that quite frequently.
That's
you know our courthouse burned about 1890 or something and the records were all destroyed. You meet that frequently.
That's
you
right.
would in your town, city too, your cities and your state too. You need that. But yes.
Well, what about what other things might the police do? They had to.
What be had in the school? Some
some
plays would come to town. You know, traveling people. You know, with a group. A traveling troop, you'd call it. The traveling troop would bring some sort of show to town, and it was so infrequent that they had big crowds.